Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Local programming on KGYM kicking off for a Wednesday. Another gorgeous day out there tomorrow morning. Doesn't sound like it's going to be too gorgeous, but we'll enjoy it while we have it. Hope you're doing well. Spencer on Sports with you. Here this February 8th afternoon at KGYM. 319-366-1600. Talk or text line open for you. For you to opine, share your thoughts, your opinions on the sports world. Happy to hear from you today on either method. You can pick up the phone, give us a call, talk to Isaac. He'll punch you through here. Not literally punch you. That's assault, but he'll put you through the phone system to talk to me on the airwaves here at KGYM. Or you can send us a text message, 319-366-1600. Basketball heavy show today. Going to talk some football coming up later on in the program, as well as we're in the midst of Super Bowl week, counting down the days, hours, minutes to Super Bowl 57 coming up Sunday between the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk a little bit about that, talk about some other NFL headlines coming up later on in the program today. Going to get to some college hoops. Interesting game tonight, maybe not the biggest game of the night, but certainly going to have some eyeballs around the country as Iowa State heads to a place that has not been kind to them, Morgantown, West Virginia. I was looking up some info about that series, and until Iowa State's win in Ames last season, West Virginia had won six in a row in that series dating back to 2019 before Cyclones broke a losing streak to West Virginia. Talk about that. Talk about where the bubble stands. ESPN.com bringing back their bubble watch, looking at bubble teams specifically on the men's side. Take a look at where the Big Ten and Big 12 stand, at least from one writer's opinion at ESPN.com, when it comes to the bubble for the NCAA tournament, which will be here, of course, before you know it. We're like a month out, aren't we, from conference tournaments? Actually, less than that. Some of the smaller leagues get started right away in early March, but we'll be talking Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, and so on in about a month from now. So time slipping away here in the college basketball calendar. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Plus, some added fuel to the fire, it looks like, possibly. I don't think you need to add any more juice to the top five matchup between the Iowa women and the Indiana women tomorrow night in Bloomington. The second-ranked Hoosiers hosting the fifth-ranked Hawkeyes. And Indiana head coach Terry Moran had some... I don't think she was being critical of Caitlin Clark. She was being critical of how her team and how teams other than the big names, the blue bloods, if you will, are covered and talked about in the media sense of things. I'll share with you some of the things she said. And like I said, I don't think she was being critical of Caitlin Clark, but Caitlin Clark's name came up in her comments earlier today in Bloomington as she previewed the matchup with reporters there. We'll talk about that later on in the program as well. But we're going to start with what everybody's talking about today. History made in the NBA last night. And we'll tie in our poll question, and I'll open the poll question up to the folks listening to the program today. And I'll ask a separate question as well. Will the NBA's all-time scoring mark ever be broken again? Yes or no? That is our poll question, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. We asked that question because LeBron James, I was wrong. I said this, the script was too good for this moment for breaking the scoring record against the Milwaukee Bucks. I thought maybe it would wait another day until tomorrow night when LeBron would be facing the team that Kareem played for both franchises, Milwaukee and Los Angeles. Wasn't to be the case, as LeBron was on it last night, and he needed 36 to surpass Kareem. He got 38. So now the all-time scoring record, the scoring lead, the scoring title, if you will, belongs to LeBron James, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night. Big ceremony. They stopped the game for like 10 minutes or so, the game between the Lakers and Oklahoma City. But LeBron now in front with 38,390 points for his career. And here's the history-making basket, courtesy of ESPN Radio, as you heard right here on KGYM last night with Mark Kestisher.
Westbrook to James at the elbow. James turns. The crowd wants it. James free throw line. James fade. Jumper. Good! NBA history in Los Angeles. LeBron James, a record that had stood for almost four decades, now belongs to the King. 38,389 points and climbing. And with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar here in attendance to pass the baton, LeBron James is the NBA's new all-time scoring king.
Again, Mark Kestisher from ESPN Radio's broadcast of the game last night. LeBron with 38 points, that basket coming with about 10 seconds left in the third quarter, and what ended up being a loss. It's like all this talk about LeBron and the GOAT, and he's better than Jordan. No, he's not. Kind of the debate that you've been seeing and hearing all throughout the day today. The Lakers did lose the game last night, losing to Oklahoma City 133-130. But in the grand scheme of things, when one of the all-time greats does something great, I think that that kind of takes a back seat to the overall result of the game. Even though you probably could argue that it shouldn't. But as you heard Mark Kestisher say, the record lasting from April 5th, 1984. To February 7th of 2023, 14,187 days. And it took like I said, one of the all-time greats and a generational talent. I was thinking about this throughout the day today, listening to the commentary, reading the articles and the think pieces and whatnot. I saw Michael Jordan play as a kid, and all the things he did. In the 90s with the Chicago Bulls, and I've gotten to watch, LeBron James do what he did in the NBA with Cleveland, Miami, and of course with the Los Angeles Lakers. And boy, it's a tough it's a tough debate, and we could spend the whole hour talking LeBron versus MJ and going down that rabbit hole. But you have to acknowledge passing. One of the all-time greats passing another one of the all-time greats in the NBA. And LeBron talked about that moment last night and talked about the record-breaking shot, the moment when it happened.
I just played the game as it's supposed to be played tonight, as I've always done. Didn't press myself, didn't over-exude too much energy. When it comes to, the record, I felt pretty good. I felt in a good rhythm. And once I get in a good rhythm, then I feel like I make any shot on the floor. To break the record, I was able to get to a really good spot on the floor where I'm very comfortable with and get to one of my patented fadeaway shots. I know a lot of people wanted me to go to the sky hook to break the record or one of my signature dunks. But my fadeaway is a signature play as well. I was able to get it, and it touched nothing but the bottom of the net. That was pretty cool.
LeBron for the postgame press conference last night, talking about if the moment has hit him yet.
I don't think it has. I don't think it has hit me. I had a moment, obviously when it happened and embracing that moment and seeing my family and my friends and, people that's been, around me since I started this journey, even before the NBA. So, I definitely had a moment right there, very emotional, just to, knowing just, me be from a kid from a small town in Ohio. I had a moment there, but I don't think it's really hit me on what just transpired. As much as I tried to live in the moment, it was kind of a blur. Looking back there and seeing my guys back there and being, out there on the floor with my kids and my wife and my mom, and it's a really cool feeling.
319-366-1600, recapping last night's history-making moment for LeBron James becoming the all-time scoring leader. 38 points at a loss to Oklahoma City last night. Now 38,390 points, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scoring lead in NBA history. And I'll pose this question to folks out there. I know not everybody's a big LeBron fan. I'm not. Preface this, I enjoy the game of basketball. I've talked about my kind of love-hate relationship with the NBA throughout my life, more so because my favorite team, the Milwaukee Bucks, was mediocre to just downright terrible as a kid. They had their, you know, a few good years here and there, but, you know, the time I was getting into basketball more and more, the Milwaukee Bucks were, you know, they made a finals run. I still think they should have gotten out of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Sixers, but you know, that's a back in 2001. That was another. That's another story for another time. But you know, my favorite team was kind of an afterthought in that kind of eighth seed purgatory, if you will. So I was kind of a more casual NBA fan. Spent most of my time and still a lot of my time on college basketball. And focused on that. But for those of you diehard NBA fans, and even if you're not, does this history-making moment for LeBron, does it change your opinion of him? Or does it stay the same? Or do you have no opinion on LeBron? 319-366-1600. Honestly, again, I am not a super fan of LeBron James. I will be 100% honest with you. I respect his game. I respect that he is one of the all-time greats of the game. I will give him mad props for doing what he did, and breaking a record that was set back in 1984. We'll 100% recognize that. Hey, you know, that's a huge accomplishment. I think we should celebrate it, regardless of what your opinion of LeBron is. That said, I am not going to cheer for him. I'm not a LeBron James fan, super fan. I respect what he does on the court. You know, I know he's had some opinions that rub people the wrong way about China and stuff like that. I don't want to get into that because this is a politics-free zone. We try to keep it that way as much as possible. I respect what he's done. You know, he's built the school and started a school for underprivileged youth. You know, I'm total respect for that. You know, I don't mean to, you know, be Mr. Talk out of both sides of my mouth, but I'm not his biggest fan. I will tell you that straight up. I respect what he does for the game, but not a guy that I'm 100% a backer of. But I'm going to sit here and tell you that this is something that we should celebrate. Doing something that, as you heard in the clip from Mark Kestisher, nearly stood for 40 years and 14,187 days since Kareem got that record and took it over from Wilt Chamberlain back in the 80s. Absolutely something that should be celebrated. I think, you know, and I see 1900s texts on the text line at 319-366-1600. MJ, meaning Michael Jordan, would not have let his team lose that game. And I agree with that. I feel like Michael Jordan would not have let his team lose in that scenario. And I feel like the Lakers, are they going to win? Are they going to get even close to a championship in their current iteration with LeBron, AD, you know, Russell Westbrook, and the supporting cast they have? And I think it's tough to see them doing that. You pull up the NBA standings here, and pardon me while I do that, did not have this fully ready, but the Lakers are on the outside looking in. They're not even in the play-in tournament right now. They're third to last in the West, 25-30. If it weren't for the San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets, they would be at or near the bottom. They already are near the bottom, but they'd be pretty close to the bottom, even closer than they are. They have a 10.5 game lead on San Antonio. That's how bad San Antonio's been this year. They got a ways to go. They are two outs of the final play-in spot. Isaac's Utah Jazz. Isaac, your Jazz going to win the play-in? Yes? No? They're going to win the play-in? Jazz? They're number 10 right now in the play-in standings. If they were season were to end today, I think Isaac and I are on two different wavelengths here. But Lakers, you know, they can't seem to get out of their own way, and it feels like with this current iteration of Los Angeles Lakers basketball, it's tough to see them making a big run here because they can't get these big moments. You get what I'm saying, and that goes back to what 1900 said on the text line. LeBron sets the scoring record, and you still lose. It's kind of, you know, like, you know, doesn't really add up when you think about big moments. And you think about big moments in the NBA, and they're still behind Portland and Oklahoma City in the overall standing. Still time to make a run. Obviously, have not even gotten to the All-Star break yet, but. Don't think the success is there this year for the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, will they make a trade at the deadline? I'm not sure one piece can fix what ails them. And as we know, LeBron likes to target guys. We saw this with the whole Kyrie situation, the trade out of Brooklyn for Kyrie. He wanted Kyrie Irving to come to LA and play with him. And it seems kind of sour that didn't happen. So it's got to be somebody that LeBron has said, hey, I would like to play for him or play with him. And then the Lakers front office says, sure thing, Mr. GM. I mean, LeBron, we'll do what we can. 319-366-1600. Thoughts coming in here. Ken checking in on the text line. They have that he has all the respect in the world for LeBron James. Jordan had intangibles that to me still makes him the best of all time. He was more of a winner. Appreciate that. Ken also noting that he is a biased Bulls fan as well. Like I said, I've seen both play. I'm going to throw out the hot take. I think Jordan is number one. LeBron is probably 1B. In my book, I would go Jordan over LeBron. Just maybe I'm an old dude for that. But I feel like both have their merits. You can't deny, you know, LeBron, especially the championship, won it with the Heat. Won it with Cleveland, the 3-1. Where Golden State blew the 3-1 series lead, won that championship, brought Cleveland a title, and then won the bubble championship in L.A. So he's won the championships. Michael, of course, has won. If you're comparing championships to championships, MJ is far and away more than LeBron, but LeBron is obviously still active. 319-366-1600. Back to our poll question again. Will the NBA's all-time scoring mark ever be broken again? Yes or no? The poll question available for you at kgymradio.com. ESPN Stats and Info sharing some of the possibilities of players who could do it. Now, there is a big gap between LeBron and the next closest active player on the top 75 of the all-time scoring list. LeBron, like I said, 38,390 as of last night. Kevin Durant, the closest to him at 26,684. So he's got a long way to go. And, of course, LeBron is still playing. We don't really know how many years he has left in the game. But KD, the closest, 26,684. James Harden at 24,233, Russell Westbrook at 24,125. Chris Paul is also in that top 75 at 21,413. Steph Curry, he's hurt, so he's been banged up lately, especially this year, 21,183. DeMar DeRozan currently in Chicago, 21,164. With the point totals, and Damian Lillard, 18,805. At age 32. The one name that also is added in from ESPN Stats and Info as a possibility is Luka Doncic. He averages 27 points a game. His current career total, though, is about 10,000 less than Lillard. But Luka, we know he can score. So if Luka is on a similar pace, he's certainly younger than LeBron, younger than most of the guys on that list, if not all the guys on that list, maybe we're talking about Luka as somebody who could seriously challenge it. Luka Doncic of the Mavs, his career total, 8,531 is the current career total as of the last game for the Dallas Mavericks. So a ways to go. I don't think it's going to be done. It's tough, especially since we don't, you know, LeBron hasn't said, okay, I've hit 38, 390, I'm done. He didn't say that. He wants to win. He wants to keep playing. He wants to win championships. That is for sure. So I'm going to side with no, but I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we're talking about someone, maybe a Luka, maybe someone we don't know about yet in the NBA that could get it done. Like I said, the big thing with all those names I listed off, KD, Harden, Westbrook, Chris Paul, Steph, all 34, Harden's 33, but going on 34, but all 34 are older. And you can't play forever. That is obviously the case. And KD, in his case, he's hurt. Same with Steph Curry. Chris Paul seems like he's on the twilight of his career. Had the opportunity with a championship or for a championship a couple years back. Did not get it done. Suns got knocked out early last year. So we'll see how it plays out. But LeBron, your new scoring king after getting things sewed up, getting that record last night, beating Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for that mark from last night. 319-366-1600, a lot more hoops talk to come. It's 226. We'll take a quick timeout, back with more on the college game. Had some big games last night, one good one in the Big Ten last night, actually a couple good ones in the Big Ten last night, plus Iowa State, West Virginia to look forward to coming up in just a few moments. Spencer on Sports, here on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have a mild afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s, but things rapidly change as we head into tonight. Rain will be moving in after 8 p.m. We'll then have a transition overnight to some sleet and eventually snow by tomorrow morning. Heavy snow and wind will lead to slick streets and low visibility, tough travel right around the commute time tomorrow. We'll have snow winding down as we head through the middle of the day with temperatures held to the 30s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. It's no wonder Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com named Honda the 2022 Best Value Brand.
So get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer. Honda gets the Midwest.
Based on 2022 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
It's time to up your game with Elite Sportsbook. With new daily boosts, free bet promotions, exciting parlays, and some of the best odds, Elite Sportsbook is even more than before. You'll stay in control with live in-game betting and early cash outs. Sign up today and Elite will give you a bet rebound up to $250 with Iowa's most user-friendly sports betting app. Download our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Race to savings at Menards. Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints at the best prices. Pick out the perfect color of Platinum Plus Interior Flat Paint. It's a quality one-coat paint and primer in one, saving you valuable time. Just $44.89 a gallon. Complete the project with a great deal on Quick Solutions 2-inch trim brushes and 3/8 nap roller covers. Just $1.99 each. Race to savings on your paint project. Good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
It's 2:30 back here on a Wednesday afternoon. Spencer at Sports here at KGYM. 319-366-1600. Talked a little LeBron and the scoring title. LeBron getting 38,390 points for his career. 38 points in the game last night. Again, a loss to Oklahoma City, the Lakers, falling back to 25-30 with the loss. Thunder, game and a half ahead of them, actually 2.5 ahead of them. Just on the outside looking in of that Western Conference play-in. Sacramento Kings and Keegan Murray doing pretty well as well. They still in third in the West behind Denver and Memphis. Sacramento is third, like I said, at 30-23. Kings are back at it tonight. Played Houston on Monday night, and they'll play again tonight in Houston. Keegan, we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. We were talking about Iowa football for the whole show, but career-high 38 threes in that game on Monday. So big performance there. We'll see if they can do it again tonight. Houston, like I mentioned, they are the worst team record-wise in the Western Conference at 13-41, just behind the San Antonio Spurs, who are 14-40. In the East, Boston, a game up on Milwaukee. Again, still plenty of season left. Just going through the standings here in both conferences here, as I accidentally click on the Big Ten, talking about the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Boston number one, Milwaukee number two, game back of Boston. Philly in the three spot, Cleveland in the four, Brooklyn without Kyrie, but Cam Thomas having a couple whale of a games back-to-back here. I think actually three straight with 40-plus for Cam Thomas, taking over for Brooklyn. The Nets in fifth, Miami in sixth. The play-ins, for what it's worth as of today, I briefly mentioned the play-in with the West, but here are the four teams that would be in the postseason play-in. The Knicks, the Hawks, the Bulls, and the Pacers in the East. And then in the West, you have Golden State, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Utah in the Western Conference play-in tournament that precedes the actual postseason. So that's what we've seen and what we have so far in the National Basketball Association. 319-366-1600, 1040 chiming in that they are a lifelong Cavs fan and they're happy LeBron broke the record. I would imagine Cavs fans, I'm not sure about Heat fans. I don't know if there are many of those around Eastern Iowa, but I'm sure there's respect coming in from all across the league. Again, I said I'm not the big fan, big backer of LeBron James on the basketball court, but I think it's something absolutely we need to be celebrated or need to celebrate with the record being broken. An incredible feat, regardless of who does it or who did it in the NBA. Last night. Let's move on to college here. Some good ones in the Big Ten last night. Indiana and Rutgers. That we knew that was going to be a good game to start. I was looking at the schedule on yesterday's show, but we got it. Indiana, they probably could have won that one a little bit more easy, a little bit higher margin, bigger margin of victory in that one, but Indiana beating Rutgers 66-60. They went with, like, I think nearly 9 minutes without a bucket in that one. If I remember the stat correctly from last night's game, Trace Jackson Davis surpassing 2,000 points for his career in the game. 20 points, 18 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Hoosiers. Cliff Omarui with 15 points for Rutgers in the loss. And then Michigan State got 20 from Joey Hauser in a 63-58 win over the Maryland Terrapins last night as well in the Big Ten. Looking at the standings, the logjam, it's a little bit more of a logjam, except now you have two teams tied for second place ahead of the third place, the big third place blob, if you will, in the Big Ten. Purdue still 11-2, 22-2. Indiana and Rutgers both 8-5 now in league play. Iowa, Michigan, Northwestern, and Illinois all still tied at 7-5. You got Michigan State and Maryland now both 7-6. And then Wisconsin and Penn State, who play each other tonight, somebody's going to get a little teensy boost with maybe some help toward some separation in the standings. Still both teams, I think, at least from my humble opinion on the outside, looking in 5-7 for Wisconsin and Penn State. And then Nebraska, Ohio State, and Minnesota bringing up the rear of the Big Ten standings. Had one Big 12 game last night with K-State beating TCU 82-61. Number 12 ranked Wildcats getting a win there. And then TCU falling as the number 17 team in the country. K-State now 7-4. Tied with Kansas for third place in the Big 12. Might get a little bit sorted out tonight in Morgantown as the Cyclones, Iowa State men's basketball team, 7-3 in the Big 12, take on a West Virginia team that needs some wins. They're 3-7 in conference, 14-9 overall. They need to get some wins. I was looking at ESPN and their bubble watch earlier this week, and they are a team that is listed as still having some work to do in the grand scheme of things to maybe hear their name called on Selection Sunday. I think it's going to be an uphill battle, although the Big 12, still people who think you could get quite a few teams in from the Big 12. Obviously, I think it's going to be a little bit tougher road for a team like Oklahoma, a team like Texas Tech, specifically with their conference. Mark, Oklahoma's at 2-8, Texas Tech's at 1-9. Oklahoma's got that really good win over Alabama, part of the SEC Challenge, where they just blew the doors off the Crimson Tide. Texas Tech, of course, has that comeback win against Iowa State, but is one win enough to get you in? Obviously, you know, the people that make the make this, you know, the brackets, the bracketologists, the committee, whatever it is, probably would say no. West Virginia has wins though over TCU and Auburn as well. Both were ranked at the time, so maybe there is a little bit more of an argument for West Virginia to get in over over Oklahoma or over Texas Tech in the Big 12. West Virginia, if they want to get in, they've got all the opportunity in the world to do it with some high-level games coming up. Iowa State, Texas, and Baylor are their next three, all between now and Monday. So they've got an opportunity to make some noise here. The Texas and Baylor games, though, are on the road, so they're going to have to go into some hostile environments to win there. They also play at Kansas and at Iowa State toward the end of this month. So not an easy road by any means for Bob Huggins. So that's why maybe, hey, it's a little bit more important if you are West Virginia to pick up one where you can get one, and that would be at home here tonight against Iowa State. Of course, the Cyclones coming into this one, a dominant victory over Kansas, nearly leading from start to finish. Their upcoming road, Oklahoma State at home, TCU, Kansas State, and Texas, all three in a row. Two of those three are on the road coming up here. This next week. Actually, it starts on Wednesday, the 15th, and continues into next weekend. So some important games coming up, and certainly don't want to overlook this one. As we know, with how the Big 12 has been this year, it has been certainly an interesting ride in the Big 12. Probably the strongest strongest conference, I should say, in the college basketball world on the men's side here for 2023. Missouri Valley conference action last night. A little trouble for the Drake Bulldogs beating Murray State last night, 92-68. 32 points from Tucker DeVries. In that one, Roman Penn adding 18. Bulldogs six in a row. They've won them. Nine of their last 10, they will take on Southern Illinois, who's having a very good season as well out of the Missouri Valley coming up here. Southern Illinois, a half game back of Drake in a three-way tie for second at 10-4 in the league. So Drake currently leading that MVC, but as things heat up here down the stretch, we'll have to see if they can hold on to that lead and come out of Arch Madness with that auto bid here when that gets started here in just a few weeks. MVC action tonight, Northern Iowa. They've hit a skid here. Three straight losses. They sit at 8-6 and 12-12 overall. They take on an Evansville team that is still searching for their first conference win of the season. The Purple Aces are 0-14 in league play, 4-21 overall. Evansville has not won since a win over Bellarmine. That came back on December the 21st. So it's been a while since they've tasted a victory over in Evansville with the Purple Aces. And you and I will look to avoid becoming that first team to give them a conference win here on the road tonight. That's an ESPN Plus game at 7 o'clock tonight. Couple top 25 games aside from the Big 10 and the Big 12 last night. Virginia beating NC State 63-50. UConn, not a good showing for Marquette. The Golden Eagles got to number 10 in the country and then got pretty much thoroughly dominated by UConn last night, 87-72. UConn beating Marquette last night. So the stay in the top 10 for the Golden Eagles likely to be a short one. Tonight you got number 3, Alabama hosting Florida, Houston hosting Tulsa, also Tennessee taking on Vanderbilt, Providence and Georgetown, Creighton is at Seton Hall, and San Diego State is playing Utah State. 319-366-1600. A little bit more basketball I want to get to. I do want to get to a timeout. And I mentioned some comments made by Terry Morin, the head coach at Indiana for their women's program. Like I said, I don't think she was being critical of Caitlin Clark, but Caitlin Clark's name brought up, and I'll tell you what she said coming up in just a few minutes. Might be adding a little bit of fuel to the fire for tomorrow's matchup between the 5th-ranked Hawkeyes, 2nd-ranked Hoosiers in Bloomington. Get to that and more on the other side of this timeout. Spencer at Sports with you for Wednesday on the Gym.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The Freeze Fest 5K has become a must-run event for Eastern Iowans. Shake off the cabin fever and join the fun February 18th at Wanatee Park in Marion. Come for the race. Stay for the food, music, and prizes. You'll also be helping the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cedar Rapids.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new 3rd location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's always something special at
Save up to 60% off retail this Valentine's Day with a gift from Siegel's Jewelry. Siegel's has an amazing selection of designer, custom, and estate jewelry and watches. Gold is still at historic high prices. Sell or trade in your gold for even greater savings. Siegel's, 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, just south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Presenting the largest sports and Pokemon cards and collectible shows in Cedar Rapids in many years.
This Sunday from 9 to 3.
Come to the Ramada Hotel on 33rd Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Admission is free. 80 plus tables.
Presented by JC Shows.
Details on Facebook at JC Shows IA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
2:44 back here on a Wednesday. Spencer at Sports here on the Gym at 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. I know some of you waiting for the gym class. And I will make way in 15 minutes for Scott and Mark. That's fine. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Be sure you tune in to the gym class this Friday, the final edition. I'm going to finish in last regardless of what happens on Friday. So, you know, it is what it is. But the final edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for the season. Make our picks for the Super Bowl coming up. Big game coming up on Saturday or Sunday. Big game Sunday. We'll make our picks Friday. There you go. My days are straight in my brain now. We'll pick 6 games. Well, pick 6 things regarding the big game coming up this weekend. And if you hook yourself up to the correct picker, prognosticator, you'll win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway in Cedar Rapids. All the details at KGYMradio.com. Final edition of the Pick 6 is this Friday from at about 3:40 here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 at 2:45. I mentioned these comments. A big game tomorrow, regardless of what's being said between Indiana and Iowa. Another opportunity for Iowa to go into an opposing team's house and knock off the number 2 team. They've done it once already this year with regards to beating Ohio State, who was at the time number 2 in the country. They've lost like 4 or 5 since, in case you haven't been paying attention to Big Ten women's basketball. But aside from the Hawkeyes, of course. But an opportunity here for Iowa to do what they do on BTN, national stage, nationally ranked game. And Indiana coach Terry Morin is, like I said, I don't think she's being critical of Caitlin Clark per se, but she's been critical of the coverage that her team has been receiving. It's a long answer. I don't have the audio in front of me. I apologize. But she talked about her team and talked about, in general, I think just reading the comment a little bit, being critical of how the media is covering her team specifically, but also giving love to maybe the players that aren't necessarily the household names in women's basketball. Here's part of her comments, and I'll let you kind of process what she said, and your thoughts are welcome at 319-366-1600. Like I said, long answer, response to a question at media availability earlier today in Bloomington. I'm picking this up midway through, so and I don't have time to read the full quote, obviously, but this is the comment from Terry Morin, the head coach at Indiana for their women's team. She said, quote, "The thing about it is this is a really unselfish team. They don't really care about the accolades and all of that. And if the national media doesn't want to give us attention, as we've always said, we're just going to allow our work and our work to be our voices and the noise. We can't get caught up in that," she went on to say. "It's unfortunate that we talk about the same teams year in and year out, the same players year in and year out. You could tune into our game and we're still talking about," and she says, no offense to Caitlin Clark, but she says, and is making the reference, if you tune into an Indiana game or a game involving two teams that don't involve the Hawkeyes or two teams that aren't the Hawkeyes, she's saying that she's hearing a lot about Caitlin Clark as an example, or the big, like Aaliyah Boston or the other top names in college basketball. So I get what she's saying here. She's saying, you know, we have good players too, and I think we deserve the same amount of love as a player like Caitlin Clark does. And there, you know, as you know, how Twitter and social media goes, if you're on that, people pick up on stuff and say, you know, oh, well, she's hating on Caitlin Clark. And if you read the full comment, she said, no offense to Caitlin Clark, but we hear her name a lot, even in games that aren't involving her. And, you know, as a member of the media, I see what she's saying, and I tend to agree, and I use the example of college football And I know football and basketball are not the same. Obviously, it's apples and oranges, obviously. But I use the example of you're watching a bowl game, right? You're watching the Gasparilla Bowl or the Duke's Mayo Bowl between Virginia Tech and Maryland, to use an example. They might talk a little bit about the game at halftime, but what are they talking about? They're talking about the college football playoff. It drives me nuts. And I understand at the same time why they're talking about the college football playoff, but I'm watching this game with Iowa and Kentucky, and I want to hear about Iowa and Kentucky. You could talk about the playoff and talk a little bit about the latest headlines, but I'm watching this game to hear about my team. I'm watching this game to hear about the game. I'm watching this halftime show to hear about the game. So in a sense, I think Morin has a point. You know, let's spend more time on the other players. But at the same time, Caitlin Clark is definitely deserving of the accolades she's receiving. If you're talking about things, you know, say you're watching Ohio State take on Maryland, you're talking about national headlines, you can't not talk about Caitlin Clark. To be completely fair. But Terry Morin saying, you know, you're hearing a lot of the same names, a lot of the same people going on or being talked about when it comes to the national media coverage. She went on to say, it's not just Caitlin Clark we're talking about, not just, you know, her specifically. We do it with UConn. She said, we do that with other teams as well. She said, it's unfortunate because there's so many really, really good basketball players out there and programs, and she includes herself and her Hoosiers in that, that we don't get the attention. So I see what she means. I don't have the audio. I didn't hear the audio to, you know, specify tone or anything. But the eve of a game between number 5 Iowa, number 2 Indiana seems like an interesting time to pull out by name Caitlin Clark in that discussion. And I've seen a number of people kind of back and forth on social media saying, well, this just means Caitlin is going to drop 40 tomorrow, 45. It just feels like the back of your mind that could be a possibility. And who knows what will happen. You get two meetings with these two schools, Indiana and Iowa, here down the stretch in the final month, and I think both will be fantastic games. Whether the Hoosiers win tomorrow night or Iowa pulls the upset, I think we're going to see a lot being made of both those games, and rightfully so. Just as an aside, I have BTN on Big Ten Network and watching Big Ten Today, and I don't think there is a leg to stand on from the "you people don't cover us" argument, because as I looked at the screen, Dave Revson was just interviewing Mackenzie Holmes, who plays for the Indiana women's basketball team. So they're getting the coverage that they want. I don't think it's an issue of coverage from especially the BTN perspective, the local media perspective. I think it has to do with from the national perspective, as Coach Morin said, and that it's understandable. I understand it. I don't think it was intentional, but kind of interesting that Caitlin Clark was brought up by name in that conversation today in Bloomington. 319-366-1600. Almost done with the program today. Let's do this. Let's take another quick timeout with some other news and notes from the sports world on the way in just a few moments. We'll turn it over to the gym class coming up here in a few minutes as well. Spencer on Sports at 2:53 on a Wednesday.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Finding on the show today here on a Wednesday with Spencer on Sports here at KGYM. A hoops-heavy show today. We'll have a little bit more into football and, of course, college basketball coming up. Two big games tomorrow, not to be overlooked. Iowa men taking on Purdue. Roughly the same time, the Iowa women tip off at 5:30. The Hawkeye men tip off at 6. So, got to get the last channel button, previous channel button on your remote. Get that worked out tonight so you're ready to go tomorrow for those games. Got to make every effort to take in both tomorrow night, but got to choose which ones you want to tune into. We'll hear from Fran McCaffrey and Lisa Bluter coming up on tomorrow's show as well. So we step out of here in case you missed it. Major League Baseball, as we get closer and closer to pitchers and catchers reporting, Major League Baseball putting out their opening day schedule. This came out late last week, but I don't think we've had a chance to talk about it. March 30th, opening day, as we have some warmer weather today. We've had it for last few days here. Starting to think maybe some baseball in the offerings here. But you've got Thursday, March 30th, the target date that we are looking forward to. Regional teams and their opening game times. The Brewers taking on the Cubs. Me versus Todd Brommelkamp for like the second year in a row on opening day. What fun. 1:20 Central Time start time there. The Twins are in Kansas City taking on the Royals. A 2:10 Central start time there. Cardinals hosting the Blue Jays. Bird battle down in St. Louis. A 3:10 start there. White Sox playing the Astros, a 6:08 start time as well. So some good ones, I think, to start the year. Of course, we'll preview more of the baseball season as it gets closer, but I'm looking forward to it. Pitchers and catchers reporting is a sure sign of spring. Also, today was Iowa Baseball Media Day, which is another sure sign that spring is coming here in the corridor. That'll wrap it up for us today. Gym class coming up with Mark Ironside on the way. And don't forget, Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Wager-wise comes your way on a Wednesday after 5:30. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 here on the gym. Have a great one.